Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Monkey Monkey Literature Club. And today we're going to review the newest book from Aaron Clary called The Menu. And no, it's not like a play on words like menu because it has the word men in it. This book is for men and women. In fact, there's sections for both sexes. So however you identify or whatever genitalia you have, Aaron Clary is here to tell you what it is. And the purpose of this book, it's called Life Without the Opposite Sex. And this is a very tall order. I've talked about this several times, that the problem with the red pill is once you understand human nature, once you understand how society has completely destroyed the relationship between men and women, you have to figure out what to do. Obviously, you have, you know, groups like the MRAs who try to fight the political battles, or try to repeal the bad laws. You have groups like PUAs who want to dilute themselves into thinking that they can just use frame and being an alpha chad to tame women with their massive alpha cocks. And you have all these groups, they're trying to navigate this completely destroyed, broken system. Now, what if you realize that you're not going to repeal any laws? You're not going to maintain frame and somehow tame women with your cock. What if the system is just completely broken and that's just how it is? So you're not going to find the one. You're not going to have that family you dreamed of. You're just not. Even if she is out there, the system is so broken, you really couldn't even trust a good woman. And this is not a small issue. This is like an existential, the meaning and purpose of life, big question, big picture. What do you do with your life? I mean, this has been the subject of not just books, religions, societies, philosophies. This is like just this big thing. This isn't something you can just throw together in a book and be like, here's what you do. So Aaron Clary, he's kind of taken a very novel approach to this question, and he's presenting it in the form of a menu. It just tells you what's available, and it might give you like a small description of what it is. Like, oh, what's the difference between this dish and that dish? And you read it, it tells you what's in it and what it comes with. It's not breaking down the history of the dish. It's not giving you a recipe of how you make the dish. It's not telling you, you know, this, that. There's all kinds of details that are being left out because the idea is to just tell you what's out there, give you a survey of your options so that you can kind of know where to go from there. I think if Aaron Clary had gone into minute detail regarding all these options, one, the book would have been thousands of pages long and it would have lost most people. I think Aaron Clary is pretty astute to focus this book on the TikTok generation. And I'm not pointing out TikTok specifically, but we live in an age where people are used to instant gratification. We're used to 10-second clips and sound bites and memes. We don't have time to really dig deep into something. We just don't have the patience anymore. We've been trained by society to just want everything now, quickly, and bite size. So I think that the menu's format, while it might seem like it doesn't go into enough detail, and if you're kind of already on your path, you kind of already know where you're going in life, you've already figured out kind of a good meaning and purpose for your life, you're not going to get as much out of the menu as someone who doesn't know where to begin. Maybe they've been an MRA and they've been trying to fight the laws only to realize that that's not going to work. Maybe they've been a PUA or they've listened to dating coaches and they've tried to listen to their advice about how they can somehow navigate these waters and find a good woman. And they don't know what to do. That's who this book is written for. This book is written for the people who are just kind of at the beginning. They have now stepped off the road, and now they're facing not just a fork in the road. It's like a road that goes in every direction you can imagine. Like a branch of a tree, with this branches going in every direction. And the guy's standing at the beginning of this road, with branches going in every direction. And he doesn't know where to begin. He doesn't know what to even think. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. And that's who this book is written for. And the book begins with kind of a heartbreaking story from about a guy named Fred, who seemed to have his life all together, you know, making good money, in shape, attractive to women, and then he just up and killed himself. And people don't understand this. They don't understand how somebody be doing so well in life and feel so empty. But you see this all the time when it comes to celebrities as well, like celebrities who are rich and famous and attractive and they're sex symbols and their life is dog shit and they kill themselves. And we don't understand it from our perspective because, and this is the thing, this is where the philosophy, the religion, and all that comes in. The world tells you that, you know, being rich and famous and popular and attractive is the thing that's going to make you happy. And then when people accomplish that, they are rich, famous, and attractive and everything, and they're not happy. And the world is basically, it just shrugs, like, well, I don't know, man, you did everything, you should be happy, it's your fault. And people just don't know what to do from there because they followed the world's playbook about how to be happy and how to find meaning and purpose in life, and they came up empty. And so some people who feel like they've been had, they don't know where to go, they kill themselves, sadly. And so, again, I think that the format of the book is really good because it's for people who don't know where to begin. They've realized, they've had that red pill moment where they realize that the system is broken and they just want to know what their options are. And they don't want to read a 1,000-page book going into every philosophy and religion and all kinds of different things. They just want to know, like, what are their options and maybe they can go from there. I'd actually like to see if I don't want Aaron Clary to go into like every option because everybody has their own path. But I think if he makes books kind of documenting his own path, so someone who might be similar to him might benefit from his journey. Because that's why I like more voices in the manosphere than less, because we're all different. So my path isn't your path, Aaron Clary's path isn't Rolo Tomasi's path, so on and so forth. We all have different paths. And if we all kind of like share our journey, people who might be on a similar path could benefit from that. We could save them some time. My path is different from your path, so maybe you align more with Aaron Clary or Rolo or someone out there. I'm just throwing out these names. Don't get too hung up on it. The point is we all have our own path to walk. It doesn't mean we have to walk alone. Ultimately, we do. That's that kind of the bottom line. Ultimately, our path is our own. It's like you have a highway, and then you have side streets. Ultimately, the side street you choose is your own. But while you're on the highway, going in a general direction, you can find some fellow travelers, and you can kind of walk with them, share each other's burden, you know, swap stories. And that kind of makes the journey go by better. And so, anyway, I know I'm just massive digression. But let's talk about the contents of the book. He talks about how basically the system's broken and you can understand why it's broken. You can understand how it's broken. You can even understand the solutions that would fix the broken system. The problem is you do not have the power to fix it. Even with perfect understanding of what the problem is and how to fix it, you don't have the power to execute that solution. And the people who do have that power aren't going to. So again, you can fight those political battles, you can try to cope your way through it with, you know, frame and whatever. But ultimately, once you understand that the system is broken beyond repair and you're powerless to fix it, you have to figure out what to do with your life. And that's where the book really takes off. It starts out with just kind of understanding how broken the system is, why it's broken, why it really can't be fixed. Then when it gets into the menu, so some of the advice applies to everyone. Like there's a chapter called shareables. He uses, again, it's called the menu. So he uses like food categories. So a shareable is like when you buy an appetizer and kind of let everyone at the table have some. So yes, this is like what applies to everyone. You know, you should all like take care of your health, take care of your finances, so on and so forth. Basic life advice. There are different sections specifically for men and specifically for women. So I thought that was a good touch. For women, personally, I think the problem with women is their standards are too high. I understand how hypergamy works and how women don't want to lower their standards, but that's their primary problem, is their standards are too high and they don't respect men. Like, a woman can solve her problems, a man cannot. I guess if you're like really ugly or if you're disabled or something, sure. But I've seen people with Down syndrome, you know, in relationships. Like, I'm talking women. Like, a woman with Down syndrome can get a normal boyfriend. But it doesn't work the opposite way. But look, it's whatever. Here's the thing. I'm not angry that there's these sections for women. But it is what it is. If you're a woman and you're like lonely and you are looking for something to do with your life, again, it's just telling you your options. You could always lower your standards and go find a decent guy. But if that's not in the cards for you, for whatever reason, either you can't swallow your pride or you look like a monster, I don't know. But if that's the case, then you are in the same position. You have to figure out what to do with your life. You can't just run from villagers as they chase you with torches forever. So, you know, but just be aware that these situations do occur, and the book does address that. He's going into detail for the benefit of basically everyone who could possibly benefit from this. And that's about it. I mean, that's the book in a nutshell. So I think I've kind of hit all the points. So I recommend this book, particularly to anyone who is maybe getting a little disillusioned with the manosphere red pill concept. Maybe they've tried out MRA, maybe they've tried out PUAs and dating coaches, and they're realizing that this just isn't going to work. And now they don't know what to do. They're kind of at the end of the rope. And unfortunately, just like with Fred, sometimes these guys kill themselves. So this book could save someone's life. At least get them thinking that there's more to life than pussy. Or penis, if you're into that. If you're a woman or you're gay, you can't get a boyfriend for some reason. If you're that person, if you're getting a little disillusioned, a little depressed, and you know you don't know where to go from here, you just feel lost, and there's nothing to guide you, no one to share any kind of wisdom with you, this could be a good book that could tell you your options so you can start thinking about what you want to do with your life. This could be the perfect book for a certain person. I actually particularly recommend this as a gift. So if you're already red-pilled and you're kind of already doing the thing you do, but you have a friend that you want to kind of help, but you know that they're not going to like go full MGTOW or anything, like, you know, they're kind of in that transition phase. They're getting disillusioned about how shitty the situation is, but they're not ready to just throw in the towel and get a waifu. I recommend this book as a gift to them because that's who this could help the most. Not the guys who are already red pill, but the guys who are kind of in that I don't know what to do phase. So this could be a great gift. Just saying. Anyway. So check out the books and the links and all that fun stuff. And this was Monkey Monkey Literature Club. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will see you next time.